Today's daf is Nida Daf Memhe, and we're at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet Omid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, for Chayim Dov HaKoyen Ben Rivka, and for Israel Shlomo Ben Devora Miriam. So yesterday, the Mishnah digressed a little bit and discussed different halachos in the Torah that begin when a child is one day born. Is one day old. The first halacha was negei hilchas nida and hilchas ziva. Tinoikis bas yoy mechad metame benida. Bas yud yomim metame beziva. Tinoik ben yoy mechad metame beziva. That's, of course, the sugyas that we've been learning in Masechtas Nida. From there, the Mishnah digress and discuss other areas in halacha completely unrelated to nida and ziva, which go into effect the day that a child is born. The Mishnah is now going to digress from its digression and talk about halachas that start not at one day old, but at later stages in life. Says the Mishnah, when a girl turns 3 years old, miskadeshes bibia. If a man would be mekadesher, hareyat mikudeshes li, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, but would be mekadesher bibia, the halacha is, the bia would be a good bia. The imbal el yabam, if a yabam would do yibam, which has to be al yidei bia, it would be a yibam. The chayoven olel mishom esashis. If this three-year-old girl is married, her father was makabel kedushin on her behalf, and now somebody is boil her, someone not her husband, he would be chayev because he was boiler, neshesish. Umetames boiler, the tamen mishkav kitachnen ke'olyan. If this 3-year-old girl is a nida, we saw in the previous Mishnah that a girl could become a nida once she's one day old. So if somebody would now be boiler her when she's in a state of nida, he'd have a din of a boil nida. And he would have the unique tumah status of the boil nida, which is he's metame mishkav tachton ke'olyan. This is the koyein, toichal betruma. Once she's 3 years old, if she's married to a koyein, even if she herself is a bas Yisrael, her father's a Yisrael, she'd be allowed to eat truma. Ba'ala echad men apsulim, pasam en akuhuna. If one of the psulim would be ba'ala, once she's 3 years old, Rashi says, kigoin, who's a pasul? Cholol, nasin, mamzer, eved, oivikoy chavim. Now she would have a din of a zoina, and she wouldn't be allowed to marry a koyein. If one of her arayas, her brother, would be ba'alel, mumsan olel, he'd be chayiv misa, he p'turah, she of course would be pater because she's only 3 years old. Pachos mikain, if she's not 3 years old yet, says the Mishnah, kenoisen etzba ba'ayin. Her bia is not a bia, and as a result, all the aforementioned halachas wouldn't go into effect. In other words, the Mishnah said 7 halachas, but they're really all rooted in one principle, and that is a girl becomes a bas bia when she turns 3 years old. So before she's 3, if somebody would commit an act of bia with her, it wouldn't have a halachic status of a bia. Once she turns 3 years old, and a day, the Mishnah says, at that point, her bia is considered a bia. L'may nafgimina, says the Mishnah, a whole bunch of nafgiminas. Her isha niknes bekesef shtaru bia. What if someone's mekadesh this girl al yidei bia? Is it a kedushin? Is it not a kedushin? What about yibum? What if she was married and now somebody was mezana with her? Was he boil anashish? Was he not boil anashish? If she's a nida and someone was baalel, is he a boil nida? Is he not a boil nida? With regards to truma, with regards to her becoming a zayna, with regards to all chiyuvei erva. The point is that a girl becomes a bas bia when she's 3 years old. Once she's 3, any bia would have the halachic status of bia. Before she's 3, the Mishnah gives a mashal. It's kenoisin etzpa ba'ayin. We'll see a little bit better in the Gemara what that means. Talk to the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Baskin l'shon miskadeshes b'bia divir ha-meir. Meir says what the Mishnah said, that when a girl turns 3 years old, she's miskadeshes b'bia. V'chachamim ha-meirin, the Chachamim said, baskin l'shon v'yoy mechod. Not when she's 3 years old and a day, which is also seemingly what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, my b'nai, what's the difference? Baskin l'shonim versus Baskim Moshana V'yonechad. Amid Rav Yana, I said, Rav Yana's yeshiva, they said, Erev Rosh Hashanah Ikebeinayo. The Nafkimina is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not literally Erev Rosh Hashanah, but Erev, her birthday. Meaning, the last day before she turns 3 years old. Does it have to be 3 years and a day, or is the last day before she turns 3 already the day that she becomes a bas bia? Rav Meir said, bas ki moshana miskadeshes bibia. It sounds like Erev Rosh Hashanah, the eve of her birthday, she's already considered a bas bia. According to the Chachamim, no. It has to be 3 years and a day. It has to be one day into the fourth year. It's then that she becomes a bas bia. Rav Yechon said a different tarot. It's lamed yoyim b'shana chashuvim shana ikebeinayah. When Rav Meir said, bas ki moshana miskadeshes bibia, he was saying a very big chiddush. He was saying she doesn't have to be 3 years old. She could be 2 years and a month. 25 months old, that would be enough. And it's because Lamed Yom B'Shana, Chashev Shana, you find this idea sometimes in Shas, that 30 days of a year could sometimes be considered a year. And what Rameh was coming to say was that the 3 years that make the girl a Bas Bia don't have to be 3 complete years. 2 complete years, and as long as the 3rd year is even 30 days, that would be enough. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, Bas Gimel Shana V'Yoy Mechad. It has to be a full 3 years and a day, meaning the difference then between Rameyer and the Chachamim is not 1 day, the difference is actually 11 months. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Bas Gimel Shana V'Afilu Bas Shtei Shana V'Yoy Mechad Miskadesh Es Bebiya Divi Rameyer. We have a Braisa where Rameyer said that what's Bas Gimel Shana? She doesn't have to be 3 full years, but if she's 2 years and a day, that already would be enough. And the Chachamim say, no, Bas Shal Shana V'Yoy Mechad. So the Chachamim are the same in this Braisa as they were in the previous Braisa. The difference is Rameyer. In the first Braisa, Rameyer said, Bas Gimel Shana Miskadesh Es Bebiya. In the second Braisa, Rameyer said, Afilu Bas Shtei Shana. Now, at first glance, it's a steer in Rameh. But the Gemara says like this, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say to explain Rameh's sheet in the first Braisa? That he meant not 3 years, he meant 2 years and a month. Because Lamed Yom Bashana Chashav Shana. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is not a steer necessarily to this Braisa. Because you could say, Ki Hechad Ikatana the Kamer Yom Mecha Bashana Chashav Shana. Hachanami Ikatana Dama Lamed Yom Bashana Chashav Shana. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan understood that there has to be a machloikas in Rameh and the Chacham. And he didn't think the machloikas was 1 day, the last day of the... that's not what it is. So there has to be a more fundamental machloikas. He understood the machloikas was that according to Rameh, you don't need a complete 3rd year. As long as it's something that's Chashav Shana, that would be enough. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, what do I think is Chashav Shana? Lamed Yoy. The fact that there's a braisa that says 1 day, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ayin Rashi, he could always attribute that to the Tana that holds that Yoy Mechad B'Shana is Chashav Shana. Rabbi Yochanan grabbed the holds that Yoy Mechad B'Shana is not Chashav Shana. So that's why he said, in Rameir's world, I think it would have to be 2 years and a month. Because that 3rd year, Lamed Yoyim would be already Chashav Shana. If there's a Tana that holds Yoy Mechad B'Shana Chashav Shana, which by the way, we know there is, so Enochanami, according to Rameyer, then Rameyer is saying is 2 years and something that's Chashav Shana. What's Chashav Shana? Rabbi Yechon says, I hold 30 days. I know there's a shita that holds 1 day. The fact that you found a braisa that says 1 day is not a stira to me. If I cared, it supports my understanding of Rameh. That Rameh, the 3rd year just has to be a davar chashev. That Tana obviously holds a day is a davar chashev. I hold a month is a davar chashev. But the Gemara's question is, Elo. But according to Rabbi Yannai, how do you understand this? Meaning Rabbi Yannai understood that Rameh also held you need 3 full years. The Shaila was Erev Rosh Hashanah Ikebenai, but you need 3 full years. So if you need 3 full years, here you have a first surprise that says you don't need 3 full years. The Gemara Kasha. What's the difference between Kasha and Tufta? Tufta always means there is no answer. Tufta is checkmate. Kasha means there's a teretz, it's a little bit dochuk, ayin sham. The Gemara doesn't want to tell us exactly what it is, but Kasha, pachas mikan kenoisen etz b'bayin. So the Mishnah said that when a girl turns 3 years old, her bia is a bia. Lamay nafgemina, 7 nafgeminas. Pachas mikan. What if she's not 3 years old yet? Kenoisen etz b'bayin. So if someone is ba'alel, it's as if he put his finger into his eye. It's not considered a bia. Says the Gemara, ibayilu, hani psula mezel azli v'yasu, oidulma itzudi hudalay mitzadi at ba'acha gimel. Now when a girl is born, before she has her first bia, she has besulin. The bia rishayna ruptures the besulin, it ruptures the hymen, causes her to bleed, and she doesn't have besulin anymore. The besulin of a girl that's less than 3 years old, says the Gemara, what happens? Meaning, being that we're saying that her bia is not a bia, so that means that even if she would have a bia, she would still be considered a psula. So the assumption is that now if she's 12 years old and she's going to have her bia rishayna, there's going to be besulim there. She had a bia when she was 2. It wasn't a real bia. And she's still considered a psula l'chol hadinim. So if she's still considered a psula l'chol hadinim, that means the besulim are still there. So the question is, why were the besulim not ruptured when she had that bia rishayna, when she was a ktana? So the Gemara has 2 suggestions of what might have happened. One suggestion is, could be mezel azli v'asu. It could be they went away. Taka did. Her besulim went away when she had that bia rishayna. But the besulim came back. Like the Gemara always says, that a pachas mi'baski v'lshonim besulah chayzers. So she had them, but But they return. Maybe no, it's Sudi Hodolai Mitzvah, the Adlacha Gimel. Maybe the way it works is that if a girl less than 3 years old has a bia, so the Basulim, it's never ruptured, it never goes away. Did it go away or did it not go away? Says the Gemara, my Nafkimina. What's the Nafkimina? So we'll see at the end of the Sugi, there's really a posh in the Nafkimina, but the Gemara is not going to say that initially. So it says the Gemara, what is the Nafkimina? What happens if somebody married a girl, she was less than 3 years old, right? Yesterday we spoke about an Uber getting married. So clearly a girl that's less than 3 years old can get married. She doesn't have das to be makabel kedushin, but a father can be makabel kedushin on her behalf. It's biti nasati lishazeh. So you have over here a man that married a girl that was less than 3 years old. He was ba'alel, umatzadam, and she bled. Ubal achashalish, and then after she was three, he was ba again, and this time, loy matzadam, and there was no blood. The question is, does he have to be concerned now that maybe his wife, this young girl, was mezana? Or does he not have to be concerned that maybe she was mezana? If the way besulim work, even for a ketana pachas v'baskimol is that the besulim go away, none of us, they come back, then he doesn't have to be concerned from the fact that she doesn't have besulim right now, that maybe something happened, that maybe there was a znus. I wear the besulim. They went away from the bia pachas v'baskimol shonim. I was supposed to come back. They didn't come back yet. But it's not enough of a basis for us to start getting paranoid and thinking that maybe this woman was mezanel. Yeah, but if you're going to tell me that the person don't go away until the girl turns 3 years old, must be that somebody was mezana. And if somebody was mezana, then this person has a real issue. He has to go to a rav and he has to say, Pesach, Pesuch, Matzasi, I'm Ksubas Davtes, I'm the top toises here in the oven. Now Ksubas Davtes is going to go into effect. But the point is, does this man have to be concerned? Does he not have to be concerned? L'chur, this is what it should be told in. So the Gemara comes out with a nafkemina of this shaila, but the Gemara says maskeflo Rab Chia b'Reid Rab Iko man label on the makach b'toich gimel inu chayzeres la'alter shemu chayzeres la'alter v'ha achar bala. Says the Gemara that you're telling me that on the tzad that the besulim go away in the event that a man would be bought and his wife after her 3 year old birthday, even though he had been mezana with her when she was younger, and now there would be no dam. You're saying that to the extent that Hani Basula Mazel Asluva Asu, he wouldn't have to be concerned. Why? Because the fact that there was no dam is a result of the fact that the Basulim just didn't come back yet. Says the Gemara, it's true that it's possible that the Basulim didn't come back yet, but it's also possible that maybe the Basulim did come back yet. So to the extent that we're concerned and we're discussing, is there a basis to be paranoid or not a basis to be paranoid? L'chur, there's a basis to be paranoid there as well. So Manoshach, you have to be concerned. If you hold, it's Sudi Hudalei Mitzidi, where's the dam? The Basulim never went away. So how come there was no dam? So you have to run to a rub. Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Le Matzasi dam. You have to go figure out what the story is. And even in the event that the Basulim do go away, but they come back, you still have to be chayish, because although now there is a good possibility that maybe they just didn't come back yet, but there's also a possibility maybe they had come back right away and something happened over here. So Maman of Shach says the Gemara, L'chur, in this case, this person would have to run to Bezdin and Ksubas Davtes would be in play, and as a result, that can't be the Nafkamina. So what is the Nafkamina? He goes to Baal, but Toich Gimel, Matzadam. It's talking about where the person was Baal, Toich Gimel, and he found blood. Baal, Acha Gimel, Matzadam. And then after she turned 3 years old, there was Nam again. Also, if we say that when a person is boil, a ktana pchusa mipas gimel, the besulim go away, narvaster chayzra is haydam sulamu. Then we can be toiling in dam sulam, and as a result, she's not going to be a nida. Elie, I'm at the tzud delay mitzadi. But if you're going to tell me that the besulim don't go away when a girl is less than 3 years old, that means this ela adlacha gimel, because the besulim remained until after she turns 3. So it's obviously not dam sulim because nothing was ruptured. And if that's the case, hay dam niduhu, that has to be dam nidah. My freit the Gemara, what is the halacha? In other words, what the Gemara is saying is the nafkamina would be, very simply, in the event that someone was ba on his wife, doesn't have to be asura, he was ba on his wife, this girl was pchusa mibaskim molshanim, and it was dam, right after the bia. So ordinarily, the bia rishayna, the dam that a woman will have is attributed to dam sulam, not dam nida, and as a result, she's not a nida. Now, that's only true on the biblical level. Midai raisa. Midai rabbanon, a kala, after a bia rishayna, becomes a nida. Really, midai raisa, she's not, because it's not dam nida, it's dam sulam, it's dam from a wound. Dam maka is not dam nida. So really, she shouldn't be a nida day raisa. It's only midai rabbanon that she's a nida. It's what's known as the dam besulam. It came from this wound that she now has, or the besulam will rupture. That's what the dam came from. So midai raisa, however, she's not a nida. So being that she's not a nida midai raisa, what would be if someone had a bia rishayna with a ketana puchusa bibas gimel and she bled? If you hold that it knocks out the besulim, narvas, their chayzrois, so you would say these Dam is dam sulam, she wouldn't be a nida. If you hold that besul, that it's sudi itza, that it doesn't rupture the besulam, so if that's the case, then for sure you would assume that it's dam nida. Taisa just asks, just in pshat tova, the Gemara said, nafkiminis, ki goin shabal b'toich gimel u'matzah dam, u'bal la'acha gimel u'matzah dam. Taisa is bothered, why did it have to say, u'bal la'acha gimel u'matzah dam? Really, the answer is very simple. The second Taisa on the Yomik, ki goin shabal b'toich gimel u'matzah dam. Who cares that he was Baal again, and that time he was Matzah down? So there's a long Tosfos here, but either way, that's the Shailos. Okay, remember, Chizah Toshma, Pachas Bikan Gnoisa, that's what B'ayin. The Mishnah gave a Mashal. The Mishnah said that a Pchusim Bas Gimel Shanim Yomechod, her Bia is not a Bia, and the Mashal was, it's like somebody taking his finger and putting it in his eye. Says, lovely the Mishnah Gnoisa, that's what B'ayin. What's the... What are we supposed to learn from this mashal? Listen, Pachas Bikan Veloi Klum. Right, a mashal has to shed some clarity on an issue. Kenoisin etzba ba'ayin, does that help you understand this in any way? So the Gemara says, my lad, maybe yeah. Hakamash, you know what the chiddush is? Ma'ayin midamas, because there is midamas. Just like if a person would stick his finger in his eye, it would cause him to tear. And then if he put his finger in his eye again, he would tear again. Af besulim mezel asli va'asa. So to the besulim, they go away. But at the same time, they come back. There's this idea of it coming back. Either way, says the Gemara, maybe that's what the Mishnah meant with its mashal of kenoisin etzba b'ayin. And by the way, this is the halacha. We paskin ma'ayin midamas v'chayzeres midamas af besulin. It goes away, but mezal asli v'asu, but it comes back. And that's why throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara talks about a ketana that's p'chusim y'baskim l'shana v'yoymechad, it says besuleh chayzeres. Besuleh chayzeres. If it never left, it doesn't have to come back. So clearly implying that it left, Norvas, it came back. L'may nafkimina? So you have the Gemara, it's nafkimina. Nafkimina is someone's ball, a ketana, p'chusam, v'atzkim l'shana v'yemechad, and then she bleeds. So midai reisa, she won't be a nida, because we'll attribute the dam to being dam sulam. It's interesting that the Gemara continuously compares bia to noisin etzba ba'ayin dami, right? So the etzba is the shamish, the ayin is the koisle beis harechem, that's the oisei makom of the isha, and the tears, the demois, is the zera. Either way, you have it here again. Tanu Rabbana, maisa b'yustini, there was a story with Yustini, bitoy shel Asvirus, she was the daughter of Asvirus ben Antoninus, who was the son of Antoninus. Shabbos l'fnei Rebbe, who came to a Rebbe. So we know Rebbe had a good friend, his name was Antoninus. Antoninus was the emperor of Rome, Marcus Aurelius. Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and they were so close that when Antoninus died, Rebbe said, Nesparda hachavilo, right? He had this unbelievable kesher, a kesher nafshi to Antoninus. There's many Gemaras that talk about different exchanges between Rebbe and Antoninus. The Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, parak Chelek, the Gemara talks about it. Rashi brings in a parashas Toldos, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, Al Titri Goyim Elogeyim, Rebbe of Antoninus. Somehow Rebbe and Antoninus were, they had this chavilo that bound them together. So this is Antoninus' granddaughter, Yustini, Justina, who came to Rebbe. Amrulai, she said, Rebbe, Isha Bekamani says, how old does a girl have to be in order for her to be able to get married? Meaning, at what point is she considered a basbiya? Amallah. So he told the baskim l'shana v'yemechad, once she turns 3 years old, end of day. Ubekama misaberes, how old does she have to be in order to become pregnant? Amallah, baskim v'yishana v'yemechad, she has to be 12 years old. Amallah. So she said to him, Anina sasi b'shesh, I got married when I was 6. V'yaladiti b'sheva, I had a child when I was 7. And then she said, oy l'shalay shanim, sh'avaditi b'beis ima, I realize now, I wasted 3 years in my mother's house. I didn't realize I could have got married when I was 3. I got married when I was 6. Either way, that's the Gemara. Me ba'ab refait the Gemara. One second, was she telling the truth? She said that she got pregnant or right away and she had a baby when she was 7. But Tani Rabbi became the Rav Nachman. Gimel Shana Meshamshes. Gimel Noshim. Meshamshes Memoich. There are 3 women that are allowed to be Meshamish, Tashmish, with a Moich. So a Moich is a primitive contraceptive. It's some form of birth control that they used to use back in the day. So there were 3 women that are Meshamshes Memoich. Who are the 3 women? Kitana. A ketana, mu'uberes, a pregnant woman, u'meinika, a woman that's nursing. Ketana, what's the reason? Shem etzabe v'tamos. Because we're afraid that she may get pregnant, and if she gets pregnant, she will die. A girl that's not bas mitzvah yet, she's a ketana, cannot follow through with a pregnancy. Mu'uberes, why mu'uberes? Shem etasu u'bersandol. We're afraid that she may get pregnant with another child. That child will kill the first one. Sandal, Parakamapella's fame, and that's a concern. And Meiniko, Shematikmalas Benaviyamos, we're afraid that she may get pregnant while she's nursing, and then she's not going to have milk to be able to nurse her child. And then the Raisa continues. What's the definition of a Ketana? From when she's 11 until she's 12. Why pachas mikano? Yes, okay, mishamesh v'ilachzav remeir. Which she's younger than that, older than that, it's not a problem. Why? Older, obviously, she's a gedolah already, and when she's younger, she's not going to get pregnant. So it's a moot point. The chachamim say they argue with us whole remeir. Everybody can be mishamesh v'dark, and nobody needs a moich. Aye, what about the sakana? Shenema shoyim p'soyim Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu protects the fools. So if they're foolish enough to do this, don't worry, you have a special protection when you're a fool. Eat by yourself. Either way, what's the Gemara's kasha? Kasha is, you see that someone that's younger than 11 years old, it's not possible for it to have a child. So how could she say she had a child when she was 7? L'chura, it's not possible. Says the Gemara, Eat by yourself, asher b'sar chamoyrim b'sarim. The pasuk refers to the basar of the Eina Yehudim as the basar of chamoyrim, meaning they're different. So Ramey was talking about Jewish girls. But these girls are different. They're besar chamoyrim, besosam, and they operate differently. Maybe even as ketanos, they could have children. She was lying. She wasn't telling the truth. It's not possible. Either way, either a pasuk that describes besar chamoyrim, besosam, or a pasuk that says, asher piyam diber shav. The point is that you can't bring any raya's, and it's certainly not a steer to the braisa of Gimel Noshim Hasham Shesmoich. Now, as it relates to Gimel Noshim Hasham Shesmoich, that's a huge sugya, but in Kamakoyim. Itana Rabbana, and Maisa, there was a story of Misha Achash, Basel Fame Rabbi Akiva. Another story, there was a woman that came to Rabbi Akimra, Amalei Rebbe, Nivaldi Batach Shalosh Shanim. She said, I was Nivala before I was 3 years old. Ma'ani Likohuna. Am I allowed to marry a Kohen? Am I not allowed to marry a Kohen? What's the Shiloh? Zoyna is not allowed to marry a Kohen. A Kohen can't marry a Grusha, also can't marry a Zoyna. Do I have a din of a Zoyna? That was the question. Amalah Ksheirat. So Rabbi Kiva told her, no, you're kosher the Kohuna. Why? Because it's not a Bia. It's the Mishnah we just learned. Amalah, she said, Rabbi, Emshel Chamash Amalah Davadayim. She says, maybe you don't understand. I'm going to explain it to you a little bit better. Latinik Shatam Nuvay Etzboy Bidvash. There was a child, he stuck his finger into honey. Parmi Shani Vashni Agayaba. So if somebody would do it to a child once, twice, he's going to yell, what are you doing? You're constricting me. Why are you putting my finger in honey? Shlishas. Then it happened a third time. So he said, you know what? I have all this honey on my finger. Let me taste it. Matzitza. And it was Gishmak. Amalah. And what was the Nimshel? What was he trying to say? She was trying to say that I was forced into it, obviously. I was a little girl. But then I started enjoying the beer. So being that I started enjoying it, maybe it's different. Maybe a pchusim ibas kibol shonam yemechad's beer is not a beer because she doesn't want it. But she says, I was matzatza. I actually enjoyed it. So the question is maybe that should change. Amar Allah, so you know what he told her, Rabbi Kivim, came poslat the kohuna. You're right. You're saying very good. Your pasul kahuna, right? Talmidim astakim v'zez. Then Rabbi Akiva looked at his talmidim, and they were all looking at each other. Funny, what did Rabbi just say that? Amar lehem, he said, "Lama dava kasha beinechem." What's so terrible? What I said? Amar they said, "What do you mean?" Kishem shakala teiru halacha lemayshem misina. Kach pchus b'chaskin v'shanim k'shtei dekuna halacha lemayshem. This is halacha lemayshem misina. As what does it have to do if she was nene from the tashmish? She wasn't nene from the tashmish. We're dealing with halachis over here. What kind of psak is that? After Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Akiva knew that. So why did he say it? L'chadid bas ha-talmidim. He wanted to be mechadeh the talmidim. Either way, we go mi'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. So the first mishnah, really the first half of the daf, talks about ketana. When does she become a bas bia? When she turns 3 years old. Next mishnah is going to discuss now the zachar, the katan. When does a boy become a bar bia? Ben teisha shana b'yemechad shabal yevimtoi. When a boy turns 9 years old. So what? For a girl, 3 is for a boy, 9. And the Mishnah is going to give now nafkemino, his ramifications of being a bar bia. It's not mamish the same list as we had earlier, but it's the same idea. When he's 9 years old, if he's ba on his yevama, he's kaina. Yevama yavala, it's considered a bia. Ve'ein noisen get acheyak. However, if someone's ba on a yevama, and he now wants to divorce her. I mean, at this point, it's a regular marriage. So if he wants to divorce her, he can't give a get. Because when he's a katan, he can't give a get. You could do yibum when you're a katan. But you can't give a get when you're a katan. If a 9-year-old boy is ba on a nida, he has a din of a bayil nida, with regards to the tumma of being matama mishkev tachtav kelyon, once he's 9 years old, he passes a bas yisrael from eating truma. Ve'inoy meichel betruma. Additionally, he can't be meichel betruma. What's that referring to? So Rashi says that's talking about a yavon, that's a koyein, who's 9 years old. If he does yibum, the halacha is, at that point, child can eat truma. There's no halach. He can't eat truma. Additionally, he's poisel the behemah agabim mizbeach. So what if this person who's 9 years old was mezana with a behemah? Does behemah have a din of a nirva? It can't go on the mizbeach now or not. So less than 9 years old, it's not a bia. So the behemah is not a nirva. Once he's 9 years old, then it is a bia. So now the behemah is a nirva. And the skeletal site, not just that, they'll even give skila to the behemah. But halach is b'kol arayis muris b'tayim mumsal yodai. If he's bought any of the arayis, assuming that she was a gdaila, she'll be chayav misa for her bia with him because his bia was a bia. But who potter? He's going to be potter. So the Gemara, although we just mentioned a Mishnah that's loaded with a lot of halachas, Gemara is going to make one very subtle comment on the Mishnah. So from everything that we just said, the Gemara has one ha'ara. And that is, what was the first halacha? Ben teisha ashan of yoymecha jubal yevim toikana ve'ein noisin get ad sheyagdol. The Yibum is Chal, even though he's a Katan, that's the Halacha, but at the same time, he can't give a get. So if he doesn't want to stay married to her anymore, so you have an option of the Kasav Lasef Ekritzos Vendasam Yodav, he's going to have to wait until he's older in order to be able to give a get, because a Katan can't give a get. It sounds like that when he becomes a Gadol, all he has to do is give a get. Is that true? Tanya Lunt to the Brisa, also be a Spentes. Kimaimer Begadol. The Chachamim said that if a Katan, once he's 9 years old, that is bia is a bia, does bia, yibum, the halacha is, it constitutes, it's the equivalent thereof, of maimer. Okay? Ma maimer, begodol tzarkel, ma marvich lisa, because just like if a yavam would do maimer, he would afterwards, if he doesn't want to be with this woman anymore, have to give a get because of the maimer, and do chalitza because of the original zika. Am pias betes, tzarkel, ma marvich, ve chalitza, lizikasi. So what's maimer? So how does yibum happen? Marriage is consummated in one of three ways. The first mission of Masechtas Kedushin. Ve'isha niknes b'shloisha drachim, b'kesef, b'shtar, u'bebiya. Yibum, which is a form of marriage, happens in only one way. It says in the Torah, Yavama Yavai Olel. But the Chachamim felt that it's inappropriate on some level for a man and a woman that were never had any relationship to suddenly the way that this marriage is going to go into effect is through a maisa bia. So they said, instead of starting with a maisa bia, let's follow the steps as if this was an ordinary marriage. Haret mukudash asleep, tabazu, kesef, shtar. Then after the kesef and the shtar, you'll do the bia. Really, the kesef and the shtar is not doing anything, midday raisa. Because midday raisa is only one way to consummate, and that is with a bia. Yavama yava yola. But this was a takanas chazal. Just like Rav, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, mangid lamanda makadash bia. Right, Rav said that even though midday raisa, you should nick this because of shtar bia. But Rav used to give malkas for anyone that was makadash bia. He felt sapasnish. So it's on that same level. Here you have a yibum, which is a dinday raisa. So the Chachamim were mesakin, maimer. Now what happens if someone does maimer, and after maimer he decides, you know what, he doesn't want to move forward with this. At this point he can't just do chalitza anymore. Ordinarily, if all there is a zika, you can do yibum, you can do chalitza. But once he did a maimer, now there's already a maisa kedusha naza. So what you have to do is you have to give a get also. You have to give a get l'mamara, the chalitza l'zikasa. This is Yevamos 101. Says the Gemara, asu bias ben tes, if a katan that's a bar ben tes did yibum, and now he's 13 years old, he's a bar mitzvah ready, and he wants to now divorce his wife, so the halach is, it's not enough to give a get. It's kemaimer begadol. Maimer begadol, you have to give a get and do chalitza? He too is going to have to give a get and chalitza. Faith the Gemara, what do you mean, the kesha yagdol, you can give a get? Vein noisen get ad she yagdol. If he was a cotton bentes, he's going to have to do more than just give a get. He's going to have to do chalitza also. I'm a rab, hachiv kama, you're right. Because sheyagdol yivav yitin get. Because sheyagdol yivav, meaning, when is it that a cotton bentes has to give chalitza in addition to the get if he wants to divorce this woman? That's if he never did a bia when he was a gadol. Because all he had was the bia of the cotton bentes. So for that, it's not enough to do to give a get. For that, you also have to do chalitza. But if he had a bia once he turned bar mitzvah, so that already closed it from the standpoint of now he's a regular gadol. Oh, now he's a regular gadol. You don't have to do chalitza at that point. So, and Hanami, what the Mishnah meant was, like, sheyagdol yivol. Once you do bia, now it's already a bias gadol, so you don't have to do chalitza. And afterwards, v'yitin get, you can give a get excel. So before we go weiter, and we continue to digress from our digression, just one ha'ara that relates to the first half of today's daf, which also ties into some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday. And that is, yesterday we mentioned Tshuvas Reb Tiveger, Tshuva Kuf Ayin, and Kuf Ayin Aleph. Kuf Ayin was from Rav Shlomo Eger to Rav Kiva Eger. Kuf Ayin Aleph was Rav Kiva Eger's response to Rav Shlomo Eger with regards to the Rambam's Chiddush that a man can be Mekadesh, not only a Ketana, but he can be Mekadesh an Uber. Once the Uber is Nicker, it could be chal kedushin on the uber. And a machlokes between Rav Shloim Egan and Rav Kiva Egan doesn't mean the kedushin is going to be chal literally while she's an uber, or it doesn't mean you could do a maisa kedushin now, but the kedushin is not really going to be chal until after she's born. Either way, tshuva kuf ayin beis is a well-known tshuva. We spoke it out when we learned Masechtas Tmura, but it's definitely something that bears repeating because it's very much related to the sugya that we're learning right now. The Gemara Masechtas Tmura, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says that if an animal was a nirva, so we know the halacha, a nirva is possible to go on the mizbeach. So any animal that engaged in a maisa arayas with a human being, a zacher, and a keva, it doesn't matter if it's roiva or it's nirva, the halacha is you can't put on the mizbeach. What happens if an animal that was pregnant, and a keva that was pregnant, was nirva? So it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that he, uvlada, are both possible to go on the mizbeach. And the reason is because we assume that the Vlad was complicit in the Maisa Bia, in the Maisa Revia. He uvlada nirvu. So the halach is not only can't you put the mod on the mizbeach, but you can't put the Vlad on the mizbeach either. Freik Reb Kiveg, ubahi and yonon niskash stesi case. Says, I have a very big problem. Im Kain, if this is the case, the ishtaymu beres. If somebody's wife is pregnant, eich rashoy lova yola. How's he allowed to be Baala? How's a person ever allowed to be Baala's wife while she's a Muberis? Neymar, why don't we say the Hiu Vlada Nivalo? Vahava Baal Bitoi. Why don't we say he's a Baal Bitoi? If the Behema, when it's pregnant, is considered to be a Nirva, not only it, but the Vlad as well, Hiu Vlada Nirva, and it impacts Halachos. What Halacha does it impact? You're not allowed to put the Vlad on the Mizbeach, it has a din of a Nirva. What do you mean? What did it do? No, Hiu Vlada Nirva. It was mishtatef in the bia, so much so that it gets a din of a nirva. You can't put it on the mizbeach. So freik Reb Kiveger, if that's the case, the same should be true by a woman as well. If she's pregnant, say he uvlad the nirva, and it should be usur to be boil ishtoy while she's a muberes, because we should say he uvlad the nivalu vahavi baal bitoy. He should be considered a baal bitoy. Zok Reb Kiveger, I know what you're going to tell me. Very simple. She's pchusim bibaskin l'shana v'yemechad. She's an ober. She's not 3 years old. So being that she's pchusim bibaskin l'shana v'yemechad, we just learned the Mishnah, that loch is a ketana, is not considered a bas bia until she turns 3 years old. But Zok Reb Kiveger, I have a different problem. You know what the problem is? The Mishnah also says that a katan doesn't become a bar bia until he turns 9 years old. Stating that, that's only midday raisa. But midday rabbanon l'chol hadinim, a katan has a din of a bar bia even when he's younger than 9 years old. We didn't see that anymore. The Mishnah was discussing the din day raisa. But as it relates to the rabbanon, that's clear. That a katan who's less than 9 years old, his bia is an act of bia midday rabbanon. If that's the case, says Rabbi Kiveger, it makes sense that a katana that's p'chusam yibaskil shana bia mecher, her bia should also be a bia if she's less than 3 years old. So for Rabbi Kiveger, even if someone that's boil ishtah Muberis doesn't have a din of a baal bitoy midday raisa because she's not a bas gimel shana v'yemechad, she's not a bas bia, but midday rabbanon she's a bas bia because just like a katan pachas v'ventes is a bar bia, then a katan pachas v'bas gimel shana should also be a bas bia. So Frank Reb Kiveger should have a din of a baal ishtoy or a baal bitoy or be a midday rabbanon. That's what Kiveger's kasha. So midday rabbanon it should be also for a person to be baal ishtoy muberis because l'chayra he's being baal bitoy. Zok Reb Kiveger, no, it's very very chalak. Says Reb Kiveger, the Chachamim made a takana that a katan that's less than 9 years old, even though midday rice is bia is not a bia, midday rabbanon is bia is a bia. It was a very important takana. Without this takana's Chachamim, there'd be no iser for the katan to do bia. So the Chachamim said, no, your bia is a bia. You're going to be ba on an erva, you're going to do it's an act of bia, vada tzasser. Because even if midday rice your bia is not a bia, midday rabbanon it is. It was a very important takana. But there was no need ever for the Chachamim to make a takana that if someone's ba on a katana, that the bia is considered a bia. It wasn't necessary to make this takana. You know why? Because even though the bia is not a bia, it's still aser to be boil a ketana b'chusam b'askim l'shanav yemechad. What's the reason? Because if it's not a bia, then it's zera levatala. Then you're being mashche zera leitzen v'avonim. So it's anyways aser. And being that it's anyways aser, so Reb Kiveger says there was no reason, it was never necessary for Chazal to go ahead and now make a new takana for something that's anyways aser. So a katan that's pachzibas teshonim, so the bia is nishkain maisabia, it wouldn't be zera levatali either without the chachamim's new takana. But a katana pachzibas gimel, her bia is anyways going to be considered a bia because even though it's not a maisabia, but then mamonav shach, then it's going to be zera levatala. Says Reb Kiveger, l'may nafkimina, in this case right here, if someone's ba al ishtoy, and it just so happens that in Lumbus he's also being ba al bitoy, Are you going to tell me that the Zer Levatol? Of course not. It's not Zer Levatol because he was being Baal Ishtoi. Says Akrab Kivega, what's the problem? A real bee, it's not. She's Pchuzim Vaskiv Lashonav Yemechad. The Rabbanon the Gebiyah, it's also not because Chamim never imposed the Rabbanon the Gebiyah for a Ketana Pchuzim Vaskiv Lashonav Yemechad. Because what's the point? It's Asur anyways because of Ashchaz HaZer Levatol. And this is not Ashchaz HaZer because he was Baal Ishtoi. Says Akrab Kivega, it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. The Issid Rabbanon that was imposed by a Katan that's less than 9 years old was never negayer for Ketana the Pchuzim Vaskiv. Because you always have Zer Levatol, and in this case, you don't have the Zer Levatol. Ad kan dvarav amufur somim shor Abkiveger. It's in a few places in Chuvas, most notably in Shailos of Chuvas, Abkiveger, Simin, Kuf, Ayin, Beis. It's a very, very small Chuva. Either way, so I saw in the Sefer Mikra Ha'eda, he says, beautiful, Rebbe Leo Greenzeig, he says, Lachur, Abkiveger's kasha is really totally in the raid that we spoke about yesterday. Because Abkiveger's making a hanoch in his kasha that if somebody's ba, Al Ishtai Muberes, based on the Gemara and Tmura, he uvlada nirvu. So to hear you say he uvlada nivalu, that he's being Baal Bitoi. Frank Rebellio Green's like, why is he being Baal Bitoi? Is there bas? Is there a yichus between a father and a daughter when she's still in her mother's womb? L'chayre, that's mamish the machloikis between Yamshel Shloim and Eben Ezra. By Yisroi Tzitzu Abana Bekirba, said Yamshel Shloim, you see from Yisroi Tzitzu Abana Bekirba that even a Uber is considered a ben. That yachas between child and parent goes into effect even when the child is still in the state of fetus. By Yisroi Tzitzu Abana Bekirba, and Yamshel Shloim is enough, give me this halacha. But we spoke out from Eben Ezra, it's not so simple. Because Eben Ezra says, no, it was Al Shema Asid. And we saw in yesterday's Gemara, Uven Einloi, that an Uber doesn't pater Yibam. Why? Because it says Uven Einloi. And the Maya says Uven Einloi. Right now there's no Ben. What do you mean? Vayisroit to Abana Bekirba. So Pasha, the Teretz is Devin Ezra. It's all Hashem Asa. But then we saw the Rambam Shita. The Rambam who says that Mutter Lishchait Behema Muberes. What do you mean Mutter? There would have been a Habamina that it's Asa. Yeah, because you would have thought maybe it's Oisei Vayisvanag Vayisichcha to be a Mechad. And the Rambam Shita that says that a man could be Makadish, a daughter could be Makadish an Uber. Elomai, Esbiti Nasati, Lishazeh. So you see, there is a Yachas Abbas. This from Kivega is another Raya. Because from Kivega, you see that there's a concept of Bitoi, because if there's no concept of Bitoi, then he wouldn't be a Baal Bitoi. Now, what would be if there is no Bitoi? Would it not be Usser anyways because of Pane Abbaal Pane? I'm not sure. But one thing is for sure. Rav Kivega's Lashon was that you're a Baal Bitoi. This is all Lishitasayu in this raid that there's a musig of bas, that there's a yichos between father and son, even while the Uber is still in his mother's womb. Because if there is no yichos, there's no bas. If there's no bas, then it's pasha to be no erva, and Rav Kivega's kasha of Baal Bitoi wouldn't even start. And then he says something very interesting. He brings here in the Sefer Mikra Ho'eda that he saw in a Sefer called Ginze Shachter, who talks about some of the minhagim of the Karoim. So who are the Karoim? The Karoim were synonyms of the Kutim, of the Tzedukim. So we learned Perek Pnois Kutim last week. And we learned about the Kuthians who live till today on Har Grizim and the Tzedukim. They were all Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Bo'isa'inyan. They all considered themselves to be Jews, but they didn't accept our Messiah. Certainly not the Teresh of Alpeh, the way we have it. And one of the Minhagim that's brought down in Sefer Ginzei Shechter with regards to the Karoim is that the Karoim would stay, they would perish from their wives while their wives were pregnant. They didn't go near their wives while they were pregnant. They held it was a problem. See, he said, what's the pshat? So he says he saw another thing in this Sefer Ginzei Shechter. He saw that they would never shecht the behemah muberes. They don't shecht the behemah muberes. So he says, what's the pshat? He says, I think it's the Karoim l'shitasayu. It's tremendous. It's the Karoim l'shitasayu. They hold that the yichus between father and son, father and daughter, happen even when the child is merely a fetus. So they held the Reb Kivega's kasha. How could you be bayo lishtai muberes? The chariah being bayo bitoi. And they held the Rambam's kasha, and hulcha shchita. How could you shecht the behemah muberes? So l'shitasayu, they held that this yichos. So this is a boil bitoi. This is an oisav v'esbenoi le'sishcha to be amechod. They had Reb Kivega's kasha without Reb Kivega's teretz, and they had the Rambam's kasha without the lumdus of the arsameach and the Rambam's teretz. If you have Reb Kivega's kasha, you can't be baal lishtai muberes. If you have the Rambam's kasha, you can't shecht the behem muberes. We're also masking to the lumdus. We agree with the principle, like with the karam. We also hold this yichos between father and son, father and daughter, mother and son, mother and daughter, even when the child is in a state of fetus. But we have the pilpul of the Teresh of Alpeh. We have a Reb Kivega in Tshuva, Simon Kufay in Beis. We have the Arsameach who says Pshat in the Rambam. Either way, I just thought that was interesting. That's the first Torah. We'll do the second Torah at the end of the Daf. So, the Mishnah Vayter. So we went from a Tinoik ben Yoy Mechon and a Tinoik is Bas Yoy Mechon. That was the first Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Then we had the second Mishnah. It talks about Bas Shol Lashon of Yoy Mechon. That's Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Then we have Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the Mishnah of a Ben Tesha Shana V'Yanechad. And now we have the next Mishnah. So we're working our way up. This girl's gotten older now. Now she's already 11 years old. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Achas Esrei Shana V'Yanechad. When a girl turns 11, Nidareh Nivdakim. If she makes a neder, so we don't dismiss the neder, but at the same time, we don't necessarily accept it. What we have to do is we have to do a bedika. What are we being baidik? So Rashi says, Im yada l'shem mi nadra, l'shem mi yaktisha. We ask if she understands what a nether is, or in the event it was nidra hektish, if she understands what hektish is. So we do some sort of bedika. Pashtei, Master Shana V'yemechad, once she turns 12 years old, nidareh kayamim, at that point, her nether is kayam, meaning there's no bedikas anymore. Ubaitkin kol shnei mesrei, we do the bedika during the 12th year. Mishnah is a little redundant. The Gemara is going to address it. That's for a girl. Ben shtei mesrei shana v'yemech in the dar of nevdakim. As relates to a boy, when he turns 12 years old, we stop being baidik his nedarim. Ben yud gimel shana v'yemech. Once he turns 13, nedar v'kiyam. There's nothing to be baidik anymore. He's bar mitzvah. Ubaidkin kol shalish as shana. Meaning, when did they do the bedikos? During the 13th year. Kaidum zman hazeh. Again, a very wordy Mishnah. Keeps on repeating itself. Before zman hazeh, was it before zman hazeh? Before the girl turns 11, or before the boy turns 12? Avad bisha amru. Even if they say yoyden aru l'shem Nadarnu, l'shem mi hikdashnu, in the dream that even they say, I know exactly what I'm talking about, it doesn't matter. But once she's already older, she's 12 and he's 13. At that point, you can't plead insanity. Nidra, neder, vektation, hektish, it doesn't matter what you say, you thought, or didn't think. The bottom line is the neder and the hektish is going to be ichal. So essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that if a girl or a boy makes a neder, so is the neder chal or is the neder not chal? It depends on their age. A girl, before she turns 11, it's nothing. Between 11 and 12, that's her last year before she becomes bas mitzvah, we do a bedika. You understand? It's chal. You don't understand? It's not chal. Once you're bas mitzvah, it's automatically chal. A boy is the same exact thing, but a boy, it's up until 12, then there's that 13th year, and then when he turns 13, he becomes bar mitzvah. At that point, everything's going. This halacha is what's known as mufla samachlish. So familiar with the concept of mufla samachlish, because it comes up so often. Mufla samachlish means, if you have a child that's a mufla, mufla means, afashteta nesik, he passed this exam, nivdokin, he passed the exam, he understands, l'shem mi nadar, l'shem mi hiktish, and he's samachlish. It's within the last year he's preparing for his bar mitzvah already. That's the age he's at. He's 12, she's 11. Mufla samachlish, the neder is going to be a neder. Zok to Gemara. Keeping the ton of bas achas esri, shana v'yamech, and the deren of dokin. The Mishnah is very wordy. It started off. What was the first line of the Mishnah? When a girl's 11 years old, so you have to be baidikur nedarin. Says the Gemara, bas yud bei shana v'yamech, and the deren of dokin. Why do you need the next line for? Why does it have to say that when she's 12, the neder is kayin? Just say that when she's 11, you have to be baidik. I'll know that when she's 12, the nether is kaim, and you don't have to be baidik, because it says when she's 11, you have to be baidik, the nether. When it says, no, so good, I would have thought baidik in la'ilah. I would have thought maybe when she's 11, you stop being baidik. Maybe you always have to be baidik. So, lahoitzim mi liban, we wanted to be very clear. We said that this is the way it is. Kamash malan. V'kimin datani bas yudei shanav yamech and dreya kayamim. Baidkin kol shneim esri shanav. What do you need the next line for? Right, what did the next line say? When she's 11, you're baidik. When she's 12, it's kayim. Ubayt can call shtei mesrei. They did bedikas that whole 12th year. So the Gemara says, no, so good. I would have thought, hey, lam yem v'shana, chashuv v'shana. Being that we know lam yem v'shana, chashuv v'shana. We didn't mar say it at the beginning of the daf. Say, hey, the bedik no lamid v'lo yada, lahaflois, im asu lo yadavdoik. Maybe if 30 days into her 12th year, we were baidik and she didn't know what was going on. Maybe at that point we'll never be baidik anymore. So if she makes a neder, we'll assume she doesn't know what she's talking about, and that neder will be dead on arrival. No, kamash malan that ubaidkin kol shtei mesrei. That the entire year we do bedikas. V'listni hani tarti bavi bas yud bei shana v'yoy mechad nidareo kayamin ubaidkin oisai kol yud beis bas achas shana v'yoy mechad nidareo nevdaka lamali. I'm not sure I put the commas in the right place, but the point is, let it just say the last two things. What do you need the first line for? Meaning, once you know that when she's 12 and on, everything is kai. And for the 12th year, meaning for when she turns 11, you have to be baidik the whole year. So what do you need the first line for? Bas achas esri shana v'yemech and deran nevdokin. Where it says, it's so I mean, I would have thought, stama v'shtem esri b'yay b'dika. Bach says, loy b'yay b'dika. Maybe minastam, you don't do b'dika zol. But v'echad chasin lo d'charifo t'fei, mivdika b'achas esri. Maybe if you see a girl that she's really, really sharp, then maybe even in her 11th year, before her 11th birthday, maybe even at that point, you should start kamash malon koydem azman hazeh, kamash malon that you don't do that. Says the Gemara, koydem azman hazeh, v'achas man hazeh lamali. We need the last the Sefer, the Mishnah. Before, it doesn't matter how much she knows, nothing. Afterwards, it doesn't matter how little she knows, everything. What's that? Again, we got the point already. Maybe the Mishnah is only talking about that in terms of the assumptions that we make. But maybe if she comes forward and she tells us what she claims to know, maybe over there it's going to be different, kamash malon, that the halach is going to be the same. Tanu Rabban, Elo Divrei Rebbe, fascinating Gemara. This Mishnah is all Divrei Rebbe. However, Rav Shimon Elazar argued, what did he argue on? On the most basic premise that this Mishnah supposed, and that is, Dvarim amurim betinoikis, betinoik amurim, and Dvarim amurim betinoik, betinoikis amurim. The Mishnah clearly is making a hanacha that a girl becomes bat mitzvah when she's 12, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13. So Muflas Samachlish starts 1 year earlier. That was all Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Elazar held it was just the opposite. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 12, and a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 13. This is a shita in Shas. It's the shita of Rav Shimon Elazar. Obviously, we don't pask him that way, but this is Rav Shimon Elazar's shita. Amar Rav Chizda, my time of the Rebbe. Why is Rebbe hold, right? Everybody always wondered. Why is a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13? The chsiv, Vayivan Hashem Alekim es Hatzela. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. Vayivan Hashem Alekim es Hatzela. Asher lo kach min ha'odom le'isha. Vayivyeu el ha'odom. What's the lashon Vayivan? The pashtun means he built. No, what it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the woman bina yisera. The idach. What does Shmuel also do with that pasuk? We buy later the shlokish. Tell me shlokish. Shmuel, Shmuel, Menasya. By even Hashem like Kenas Hatzelah Shlokah Menu Adam Lishu Vayel Adam. Malami. What it means is Shakala Kadosh Baruch Hu lechava. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Chava's hair, braided it, ve'havia etzal Adam Arishin, and brought her to Adam Arishin with her hair braided. She came bekraki ayam. What is Vayivan have to do with braids? Because there are places where Kairin, the Kli'isa, a woman that has braids, they call her B'niyasa. So you see, Vayivan and braids are one. Either way, Vayivan doesn't mean B'niyaseir. That's Rebbe's Makar. So the reason Rebbe holds that a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 and a boy when he's 13 is because of the B'niyaseir that women have. It's they simply become intelligent quicker than men do. And it's for that reason she becomes bas mitzvah a year earlier. Rav Shimon Elazar, my time was. Rav Shimon Elazar holds it's just the opposite. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Mitoich Shatinik Matzav B'Bayis Rabbi Nichneses B'Yarmumas Tchilo. Because a boy learns Gemara and he sits with his Rebbe and that gives him Armumis, he makes him clever, it makes him smart, and that's why Rav Shimon Elazar held that it's just the opposite, that the boy actually becomes bar mitzvah when he's 12, the girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 13. So we'll stop here, but we'll just end with one other ha'ara, that's Negeya, the latter part of the daf and the first part of the daf, and everything is intertwined. Some of this we've spoken about already, but Ein Beis Medrash below several chidushin. And that is as follows. The Chasam Sofer, in a tshuva, it's in Yerideya, Simin Shin Yud Zayin, writes that he was asked the following question. And the bottom, they say that the shoyul was the Maria Sad. He's not the shoyul in the tshuva, but the Chasam Sofer is referencing a question that somebody asked him, and that shoyul that the Chasam Sofer is referencing in his tshuva was Rabbi Yehuda Asad. It was the Maria Sad. The question was as follows. The Rambam, in Hilchas Malachim, when he talks about the halachas of the Ben Noyach, says that a ben noyach is not allowed to eat even menachak. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. V'chein chay v'al even menachay v'al basa menachay b'chol shehu. Says the Ram, how much even menachay, how much basa menachay does a ben noyach have to eat in order for him to be chayiv? And by the way, when we say that a ben noyach is chayiv, it means he's chayiv misa, azarosan zui misasan. So how much does he have to eat in order for him to be chayiv? Says the Ram, I'm a kol shehu. Why a kol shehu? Why not a kezayis? Shalai nitnu ha-shiyurin elo li-yisrael bilvad. Says the Rambam, because shiyurim were only given to Klal Yisrael. All the shiyurim that we have, li-yisrael, nemru v'loyla b'nei noyach. So why do we say that if a person eats pachas mi-kezayis levir, doesn't get malkas, because it's a shir kezayis? Oh, the shir was said li-yisrael, it was never salu b'nei noyach. So wherever it's negei yisurim for a b'nei noyach, such as the Issa Eva Menachai, says the Rambam, chayev al Eva Menachai, so the Maria Sad asked the Chasam Sofer a gevaldig kasha. He asked him that the Rambam in Perek Yud in Hilchas Malachin, and this is Halacha Bey, says, as it relates to Ben Noach, we don't punish a Ben Noach like katan, v'loy cheresh, v'loy shoyta, l'fisha'ena b'nei mitzvahs. So just like there's an idea of a cheresh shoyta v'katan as it relates to a Yisrael, there's a concept of a cheresh shoyta v'katan by a Ben Noach as well. Specifically, katan. So if a katan Ben Noach would do one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, the halacha is, that he wouldn't be punished. Why? It's right, the Maria Asad. The Rosh says that why is it that a girl becomes Bat Mitzvah when she's 12? And a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah when he's 13. He says it's from the halachas that were nemar, halacha l'moishim Sinai. Fact, the Rosh says a very gishmak. He says, just like the Gemara says on Daf Mem Heyam and Aleph, we just learned the Gemara, that a ketana becomes a bas bia when she's 3 years old, and a katan becomes a bar bia when he's 9 years old. The whole hemshech of these mishnayos that we're learning in Masechtas Nida, we'll continue to learn, they're all halachas l'moishim Sinai. So you have 3, you have 9, then you have 12, then you have 13. It's all halacha. It's not just ketana bas bia and katan ben tes, but even bas mitzvah and bar mitzvah. All these ages and the maturation of a child, said the Rosh, these are all from the halachas when them halachim l'moishim Sinai. So the kasha is, if the Rambam says that there's no shiurim by Ben Noach, and that's why Ben Noach eats. Even pachas mikazayis, eats a mashu of Eva ben Achai. He's already chai misa. I shir kazayis, no, because the shiurim would never nemar to the Ben Noach. Then how could there be a concept of a katan? The whole idea of becoming a bar mitzvah when you're 12 or 13, that's all from the shiurim that were nemar. Halacha l'moishim Sinai. So the Maria Asad asked, the chasam soifer, l'chayav astiris harambam. Mitzarechad, I have a Rambam that says that there's no shiurim by Ben Noach. Mitzad sheni, I have a Rambam that says that a Ben Noach katan doesn't get punished. And l'chayav, the whole idea of katnus and godless, the rush was megalatos, is all based on shiurim that were nemar. Halacha l'moishim Sinai. So what's the difference between the shir kizayis and the shir bar mitzvah? That was the kasha. So the chasam soifer said that it's a geshmaki kasha, but I think that Terence is very, very poshut. And that is, it's true. It's true. It comes out from the Rambam that there's no halacha that when a cotton turns 13 years old, if he's a boy, or 12 years old, if she's a girl, automatically now you become chayv mitzvahs. Because that's shiurim. And the shiurim, the Rambam says, were nemal Yisrael, they were nemal v'noyach. But that's poshut in svara, that there has to be a concept of katnos and godless. Let's say there was no halacha l'moishim Sinai, says the Chasam Sofer, that when you turn 13, you become bar mitzvah. I mean, there would have to be some age at which point a person becomes bar mitzvah. So what would it be? He says, probably what it would be is like the Mishnah said, you'd have to be a mufla. Just like the Mishnah said that there's an idea of doing a bedika for your neder to find out if you're intelligent enough, you understand what's going on. There'd be some sort of exam that every child would take. Oh, you pass the test, you become bar mitzvah. Maybe people wouldn't become bar mitzvah until they're much older. I'm not sure. But the point is, there would be some sort of entrance exam, and that's how you become a bar mitzvah bocher. It would be based on passing a test. The idea of katan and gadol is not the chiddush of the halacha l'moishim Sinai. That's common sense. The idea of 13 and 12, it doesn't matter how, so you could be an Eloi, you could be making the same Ashas at your bar mitzvah. It doesn't matter. You're still not bar mitzvah until you're 13. That's halacha l'moishim Sinai. The fact that it's totally in a sheer yud beis and yud gimel, that's the chiddush from the halacha l'moishim Sinai. But on the halacha l'moishim Sinai, of course there'd be a concept of katan or gadol. So Sedech Samsoi, what's the kasha? All the Rambam said is that there's an idea of a katan by a benach. That is an idea of a katan. And avada, the idea of katan is not yud beis and yud gimel, because that's from the shiurim. The shiurim when nemar to Yisrael, they weren't nemar l'menach. So what would it be talian? Kol chad kafi chorfei. Every katan, as soon as he reaches a stage, this ben noach does that a fashteitan esek. Oh, at this point, and a chinami. But it comes out a tremendous chiddush, because it comes out that it's possible to have an idea. It's possible to have an idea that you can have a katan that would. So a child that's 8 years old, where as a Yisrael, he wouldn't have a din of a Yisrael, but as a Ben Noach, he would have a din of a Ben Noach. Now, one of the things you have to understand is, does that stem with the rule we spoke about yesterday? Mi'ik immediately Yisrael, shari, ulai v'kechav v'maser. So that's a conversation for another. But either way, that's the kasha. That was the kasha of the Maria Asad, and this was the teretz of the Chasam Soif. And then the Chasam Soif continues, and he says that he saw another kasha. And that is from the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, Reb Lezer Fleckless. He asked that the Gemara says in Masechtas Nazir, we won't go into the Arichos now, but the Gemara says, but although it's very much related to the sugi we just learned, Nazir Daf Samach Beza Man Aleph, that just like there's an idea of a Mufla Samach Le'ish by Yisrael, there's also an idea of a Mufla Samach Le'ish by Ben Noach. Meaning we know Ish, it says in the Parashah of Nedarim, we learn from there that Oivti Kichavim can be Noider V'Noider. If a Goy makes a Neder, it's a Neder. It can even bring a carpet. It's for sure a Neder. And the Gemara has a Riboy in the Parashah of Erechim, that says that not only could a gadol over kechavim make a neder, but just like we just learned the Mishnah mufla samach leish, the idea of mufla samach leish relates to bnei noach as well. Veitach sam soifer lefim this raid. What does mufla samach leish even mean by a bnei noach? Because mamalav shach, if he's a mufla, then he's not samach leish, then he is an ish. Bishloima in our world where you don't become bar mitzvah until you're 13. So there's an idea that you could be not bar mitzvah yet, you could be a katan, but if you're a mufla and you're samach leish, that will be enough. But in the world of bnei Bnei Noach, either you're a mufla or you're not a mufla. If you're a mufla, you're a gadol. If you're not a mufla, you're a katan. So what's made mufla samach leish? So the Chassam Sofer says very geschmack. He says he thinks the teretz is that it's true, katnus and gadlus by Bnei Noach differs than katnus and gadlus by Yisrael. But that's only with regards to their dinim. Regarding the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Bnei Noach, the Rambam Hilchas Malachim, we talk about these halachas. So there, the halachas that are unique to Bnei Noach, so their katan and gadol depends on not age, it depends on mufla, not mufla. But the parasha of Nedarim is nish kain ben noyach diga parasha. It's a haimisha parasha. It's our parasha. They're stelling to unzer parasha. And in our parasha it says ish. So now they're meshubit to our dinim. What's ish in our world? Yud Gimel. Now they have to be Yud Gimel as well. And then there's halacha of a mufla samach lish as well. Either way, dvarim niflam from the Chassam Sofer in Yerudea, tshuva shin yud zayin. But the aim based medrash below chiddush. Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik says that I want to say a Chiddush. The context over there is in the Parsha of Arayis, is in the Parsha of Sachrimois, specifically Shaloi Legalois Ervas Eim. But he's talking high level, generally, as it relates to the Arayis. And he's comparing and contrasting the Hilchas Arayis of a Yisrael and the Hilchas Arayis of a Ben Noach. So we know Arayis is one of the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach. And that's the context that the Minchas Chinuch is talking about. Says the Minchas Chinuch that I want to say something that I think is barer. Nir lefi anias daiti be'ezus Hashem yisbarach barer. The oid yesh chiluk gadol be'inyan ha'arayos ben Yisrael le'benayach. And that is that you have two Mishnayos that we just learned this morning. Masechtas Nida. One is on Mem Dalet Amid Beis regarding a Ketana. The other one is on Mem Hey Amid Aleph regarding a Katan. A Ketana becomes a Bas Bia when she's 3 years old. A Katan becomes a Bar Bia when he's 9 years old, says the Michas Chinuch. What's the makar to that? The Gemara says it's halacha l'moishem Yisinai. So if it's halacha l'moishem Yisinai, we know that all the halachas l'moishem Yisinai were only nemel Yisrael. They were nemel ben Noach. How do we know that the Rambam said it in Perek Tesef Hilchas Malachim? So if that's the case, it's poshit that ena Yehudi, a non-Jew, even if the girl is p'chusa mibaskim l'shanam yeymechad, or if the boy is going to be less than 9 years old, the bia is going to be considered a bia. So it's a tremendous nafkamina. Could an 8-year-old boy be bayol his sister in the event that he's a ben noyach? So ordinarily, he's a pachas mibantes. So what would be the problem? Or could a ben noyach gadol, so there he's a katan, but what about a ben noyach gadol being bayol a ketana that's p'chusa mibaskim l'shanam? So for Yisrael, it wouldn't be considered a bia. That's the Mishnah. Once she's 3 years old, Pachas Mikan, it's Kenoisin Etz Babayan Dami. It's not considered a Bia. That's all true as it relates to a Yischot. But what about a Ben Noach? Oh, a Ben Noach doesn't have it because it's all based on Shir. And the Shirum were Nemel Yisrael, they weren't Nemel Ben Noach. Either way, after the Michas Chinuch says this Chiddush, which he thinks is a Dover Borer, he answers a Kesef Misesh Kash on a Rambam. Maybe we'll talk about that on the next stuff. But at the very end, he says that the emes is we have to take a step back as it relates to the whole idea of Katan and Gadol. Regarding a Ben Noach, why is there even a concept of Katan and a Gadol? Isn't that also from the Shiurim, this Rosh? And he brings the Kasha that the Miri Asad asked the Chassam Sofer. And then he's Mechavin to the Chassam Sofer's Teretz. And then he brings the Kasha that the Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Leizer Fleckless, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Noidim Yehuda, brings in his Tshuva, that's quoted in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. He brings the whole Shmuz, the whole beginning of Tshuva Shin Yud Zayin and Tshuva's Chassam Sofer is mentioned right here, Bekitzer, in the Michas Chinuch. And then he says as follows, Acha She'oirarti Al Kol Hanam. After I saw everything that I just said, Boli Yodai Sefer Chassam Sofer, Chelik Yeridea, La'agoyin of Bezdin Kilas Preshberg, Ve'ro'isi She'hevi Behilchas Bishchar, Simon Shin Yud Zayin B'Shem Echad Me Hagdoylin, De'indin Katan Le'ben Noach L'inyan HaKinyonim, Ve'hevi Kush Yezu Mishas De'Nazer, that's the question of Mufla Samach Le'ish, Ve'tirit Sugis HaShas Shon Ve'hin Ne'yani, and I had Ano, because if that's true, if the Chassam Sofer says everything that I said, then I'm very comfortable with some of the Chedushin I just told you, because I'm King Divvarai, Be'ezus HaShem Yizbarach Gam Le'inyan HaRayos, Me'yusodin Al Adnei Paz, Ve'emes U'Borer Be'ezus HaShem Yizbarach. He said, because if the Chassam Sofer said it, then I know it's Emes Uvara. So I was so excited when I saw it, because then I know that my Torah was Torah's Emes. He knew he was Mechavim to Torah's Emes. You know how he knew it? Because he saw it in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. It's very interesting. So I'm partially going through this Tshuva again, chazering over this. This is old Reid and Archaburud, Varum Atikin. And then I noticed that at the corner of my eye, that who did the Chassam Sofer write the Tshuva to? So we mentioned earlier, it wasn't to the Maria Sad. He just quoted the Maria Sad Shailatim. Sholim the Kol Tuf, La Rav, Hagoyen, Yididi, Harav, Acharuf, Shonon, the Chidud, Mufla, not Samachlish, Mufla, Muflik, Betaira, Kvoin, Mairena, Rabbeinu, Rav Yosef, Yoyel, Dayan, Mitsuyen, the Kila Kedosha, Tarnapal. The Michas Chinuch was my grandfather, Olav Hashalom, used to refer to the Michas Chinuch as the Tarnopol Aruf. Right? The Michas Chinuch was Rav in Tarnopol. And his name was Rabbi Yosef. So I said, one second. Who was this tshuva written to? The Maisa was written to Rabbi Yosef Yoel Deutsch. That was his name. He was the Av Bezdin of Tarnopol about 20 years before Rabbi Yosef Babad. The Michas Chinuch became the Av Bezdin of Tarnopol. Just interesting. But either way, I'll just end with one ha'ara. We still have a minute and 40 seconds if we want to keep it under an hour. So just end with two ha'aras. We're going to go over time. Two ha'aras. And that is that Rashi in Parshas Toldos says that how old was Yitzchak when he married Rivka? He was 40 years old. What was the cheshbon? Why was he 40 years old? So Rashi says, the reason he was 40 years old is because he was 37 by the Akedah, and that's when Rivka was born. And he wanted to wait 3 years. Why? Ubay haray liyitzchak lamed zayin shanim. Right in the beginning of Parshas told us by the Akedah. Ubay beperik nolda Rivka. That's precisely when Rivka was born. Himtin la. Then he waited ad shetei ruya lebiya gimel shanim until she became a bas biya venasa, and that's when he married her. Chayra, what's going on over here? Rivka was a benayach. She was a bas noyach at that point, right? So what do you mean himtin la until she turned 3 years old and she was a bas biya? I thought it's from the shiurim that were nema alocha lomayish misinai. I thought this is a din dafka by Yisrael. Who come to Sirifka? Ha'ara, the Chinuch just said for a dove of Pasha that there's no Gimel Shana when it comes to a Benayach. Because this is from the Shurim that were Nema Loch Lamesh. That's one Ara. The second Ara I heard from Yedidi Rav Shmuel Riven Grossman. And he told me that Rashi says also, Vaiter in Parashas Toldois. Vayigdalu ha'na'arim. Vayhi Esav Ish Yedei Atzayit Ish Sadeh. Vayakav Ish Tam Yoshev Aholim. Says Rashi, what's Vayigdalu ha'na'arim? Kol Zman Shayu K'tanim Lo Heu Nikar B'maseim. Vein Odom Medaktik B'mativim. Kivin Shanasu B'nei Sholosh Esri Shana. But when they became Bar Mitzvah, they were Bnei Noyach. They became Bar Mitzvah at 13. I thought Chassam Soif and the Michas Chinuch was Mechamet. Chassam Soif said that when it comes to Bnei Noyach, Bar Mitzvah is not 13. It's totally when you become a Mufla. Two hours.